What up, cave dwellers? This is Ranger Joe checking in with you.
And Ranger Aaron. We got another episode of Warp Vinyl tonight.
That's right.
Yeah, today is Joe's pick, so he's going to play one of his, I'm assuming, favorites. Other than that, you want to shout out now or wait till later?
Right now, what's coming up to your ear holes is some Santana live in Woodstock.
Oh, shit. 69 or what?
69, baby.
Oh, the best year. I think that was the best year, huh?
Yeah.
All the heavy hitters.
The best Mustang, the best fucking Camaro, or, right?
Yeah, Corvette,
excuse me.
Yeah.
Corvette.
Anyways, they're all good, and this one was a good one. Not only Santana did a good show, for your guys' information, he just happened to pop what, acid, huh? Like an hour, half an hour right before he went on. So
Tripping balls.
So get your acid ready. I know that's a little hard to find, so get your mushrooms, DMT, salvia. We're about to go deep on this
bath one. Bath salts.
Yeah, bath salts.
We're about to light this torch and go down this road. Are you coming with us or what?
Oh, yeah. Speaking about coming with us, Senior Teddy, we're waiting for our invite for that wedding. We need ourselves a cave table.
All righty, guys. Well, without further introduction, let's get into this album.
Let's do it. Oh, shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show's about to begin.
So once again, he just busted who knows how much acid.
Apparently Jerry Garcia gave it to him.
Oh, yeah, that was the thing, huh?
Yeah, and he's like, he thought, oh, no, you know what? I'm going to play later tonight, like in about 8 hours. I'll be good by then. Hey, you got to go on like in an hour, man. You're next.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, that's what happened. And then, as they like to say, the rest is history.
The thing that I tripped out about, like, Woodstock 69 is, like, the heavy hitters on this fucking lineup. 3 days. Fucking yeah. Ridiculous.
I know, Doug. You've done that list before.
Yeah. And I'm looking right now.
I know you. Going straight to the list.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be like, The Who, Jimi Hendrix. Trip out on this, who was supposed to play there,
who?
But it didn't end up happening, was The Doors.
Oh, yeah?
Just think about all those bands that coming out at that time. Like, think about who didn't play at that show. You should say that would be actually a more interesting fact. And I think The Doors, that was like, that didn't happen. I was like, damn, Woodstock and Doors? That shit would have been extra legendary, but wasn't meant to be.
I think they were just like, we don't need Jim Morrison and Jerry Garcia in the same house. Things are going to go down. The house is going to be on fire.
It's going to be on fire.
Yeah, but it's sick.
Fucking,
imagine going in there. 69, the drugs.
Did you ever watch those documentaries? The one where, like, they go behind the scenes and all that stuff?
A couple, but not really. I just remember a lot of Bush. A lot of Bush.
It was the thing, man. Is this album coming out good to you guys? Let us know.
Oh, they didn't go on too late. So Santana went on the second day at 2 p.m. But, like, some of these people that played, for example, Grateful Dead started at fucking 10 o'clock. Then you had Creedence and Clearwater starting at fucking 1 o'clock.
So from 10? Okay.
Yeah, Janis Joplin at 2 to 3. And then you got The Who starting their show at 5 a.m. Imagine that.
Bro, you're tripping balls.
Fuck yeah. Imagine the like, oh my God.
The acid was pure, man.
Yeah, from what I'm looking at, there is no break. Maybe like a 45-minute break in between each set, but like no rest. Like Cage the Elephant says, different artists, there ain't no rest for the wicked.
You know what's interesting? That they were able to capture this whole sound.
Who, Santana?
Well, I'm just saying, like, all the concerts, like, the way they filmed them and recorded them, like, for that time period, and it's actually really, really fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy that they don't make, really, if you think about it, not many live albums come out anymore.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know who was, I was like listening to some sort of podcast, and like he was talking about how like to record a live album, it was actually a special, like to get that
specialty,
right sound.
Yeah.
Some of them would be underneath the stage or something.
Yeah.
But
mics in different places.
Yeah, you don't get those live albums anymore.
No. And that's the craziest part. It's like, it's almost like the lost art of live shows.
Because, like, look at when we had the homie Alex on the other day, on the other episode.
Thank you.
He was saying, like, going to a Grateful Dead show, like, that live experience is, like, it's totally different. It's nice you can't get that in the studio.
We are in New York.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm on acid.
Yeah. And I'm on fucking mushrooms.
Just your...
Not, you know, we thought about it, cave dwellers, but then we're like, with this whole time skip, it's not a good time right now.
Oh, hell no.
I got shit to do tomorrow and...
Too many numbers.
Yeah. Not enough sleep in that equation.
6 day week workload, 1 day of rest. No. Mushroom high? No, thank you. Or hangover.
We'll see you next time on another episode of the Cave Dwellers.
Ooh. Change your evil ways, maybe. Before I stop loving you, you got to change, baby.
You gotta put this song in the list, Teddy. Change those evil ways. You're getting married now. Yeah. Don't look that way. Oh, you're packing your bags out of the house. That goes for you, fucking Han Solo, too. Change your evil ways. You're married, too, now.
He's been married.
Yeah. My ninja, take care of the house. Stop partying out there. I seen you on the boulevard. Hello. Baby. Woo. Carlos never sings, huh? Or does he?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he always has guest singers.
Maybe he might sing in Spanish. Who knows?
We'll have to look that up. I'll have to ask Siri that later.
I'm pretty sure Carlos can sing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Dude, he's up there now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how old he is now. He's in his 70s, no?
Would you ever go to a... live Santana show, or that's too expensive for your blood?
I ain't gonna be first row, son, but
yeah,
I might be in the crowd. But then again, who knows? There were supposed to be so many sick ass shows that obviously got canceled, but we'll see what's gonna happen.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do some fucking what do they call it? Tailgate fucking podcasting over there. Hey, you guys, glad to be back in the shows, the live shows. What do you guys think?
Fucking Slayer, yeah.
we have to do that challenge that Alex told us. Go to a fish show. We'll go to a fish show with him, and he'll go to a fucking
show with us.
Yeah, we'll have to pick a brutal one. Some defeated. Yeah. What do you think? Something brutal.
Yeah.
Or origin or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blast for days.
Hey, you know, I had this idea. I was like, what if you were to take this format, like these songs, like this type of sound, but like make it more chunkier?
Like heavy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We should do it.
We'll be like the Meshuggah of Metalachis. So, like, Metalachi would be considered Metallica.
Yeah.
And we'll just make it, like... chug it.
That should be Limitless Cries on a second album.
Limitless Cries?
Or what is it? The Careless Whispers second album.
What was the first one?
Yeah, shout out, Paul. Where are you?
Hey,
record number one.
Hey, what was the first name you said? The Eternals or some shit?
I don't know. Internal Whispers.
10 minutes in, this good shit. Thank you. Thank you. You're very welcome. Much. Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening, though. We wouldn't be here without you guys.
Tell me what's really going on.
This next song is called You Just Don't Care.
You think that's him?
As soon as we tune
no.
No?
No, no way.
So to go to a live Santana shows, man, he has a fucking catalog of singers probably, huh?
Of songs?
Well, imagine. Not songs, but alternating fucking singers or one singer singing everything?
Oh.
You know you gotta
have... They have backup singers, for sure.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Santana, bro. Well, a show now. I'm sure it's a lot different than before. But who knows? I never been on.
Yeah.
Dang. Coming in hard with that riff. I haven't said this in a while, but power riff.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. So, apparently, I think we'll get to it on the next side, but when they play one of their enders, I'll give the story later.
Oh, Craig Raleigh is singing right here.
Yeah, it's a bad band.
Oh, yeah.
Any of these videos, fuck. To me, this is brutal for back in the day.
Oh, yeah. This is heavy.
Yeah, it's heavy. It's real heavy, man. And there's some... It was funny because I was obviously you gotta listen to different shit. You know, listen to different types of shit.
Yeah. This is You Just Don't Care. I don't care. Crazy fucking Santana just being all fucked up right now and just holding it up. Like the homie was saying, like, if you actually listen to Jimmy Page, he's all fucked up, like fucking up. Or, what was his drug, Jimmy Page? Heroin?
Heroin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess acid, like, you'd be more into it.
Yeah.
Not nodding out and shit.
Fuck.
You down to slap tonight?
I don't know how Chick Corea is dead, but Ozzy Osbourne is still alive.
I don't know. But don't skip that question. You down to slam tonight?
Slam?
Yeah.
Slam?
Yeah, do some heroin. Yeah. Fuck the mushrooms.
You trying to give me age, bro? Yeah.
Go down that fucking black hole, son.
Bitches. It makes me think when I hear that, like the scene from Pulp Fiction just snorting heroin.
Oh, yeah.
Overdosing.
Every time I hear that one song.
Because that
Oh, yeah. It popped into the playlist at work. And I'm like, I was telling the homie Cruz. I'm like, I don't know why, but I feel like doing heroin right now all of a sudden. Just that vibe.
Yeah.
That's how I feel like when they're pushing the needle down.
Because he fucked. He gets a sack from that guy, and he's just like, oh, yeah, this is potent shit.
Yeah, it's from Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's from Amsterdam. He's like, hey, don't give me that bunk shit. I just went to Amsterdam the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy how they say that the LSD and acid is not the same anymore because they actually cared about the drug. They actually put love into it, where now it's just, like, made out of fucking rat poison and shit, fucking lithium-ion batteries. Give me someone I can trust. Where's that good shit at?
I say the same thing about the Kush.
Yeah, I need that good shit.
I say the same thing, like,
mm-hmm.
It's not made the same.
Hell no. It's almost because I actually, like, got put back, had to take a step back into reality. But my niece, she brought over some Riverside weed. And, like, I took one hit and I was like, what the fuck is this taste? And then, like, I'm in the room. So you know how, like, you really don't smell that smell when you're in the room, but when you walk out and you walk into that fresh room or whatever, you're an outsider walking into that room?
Yeah.
It straight out smell like weed mixed with, like, fucking, like, Szechuan or, like, sage or rosemary. So, like, it's straight out smell like herbs and weed.
Spices?
Yeah, like spices. I'm like, what's up with that weed? And she's like, oh, it's that Riverside weed. You know, there's nothing but tweakers. Fuck, that's probably like their side money that they make. That's probably what supports the meth the fucking habit.
Sexual Hannah.
Yeah. They're growing that Session Hannah mixed in with the outdoor rosemary shit. Bush.
Outdoor shit.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But yeah, there you go. From one quality to another quality. And I've always heard fucking Fontucky, Riverside. They got that bunk ass weed. They got that tumbleweed. Hell yeah. Give me an amen, brother. This is my savior. Keyboards for days.
Is that a Rhodes piano?
Oh, probably. I think it's a Yamaha.
Yamaha. I got my wah-wah pedal over here. Don't make me put it on.
Oh, shit. I don't want to tempt you. Get out by Maple Bar.
I'm going to have to hit my own goddamn self.
Would you, like, let's say you grew up in this time, would you, if you could, go to the Woodstock?
Yeah, duh.
Yeah?
Well, isn't today's Woodstock would be considered like Coachella, basically?
Yeah, but at least like there's a pause in between music. Like, this is music all day, all night.
Oh, so for 3 days. So is the other one.
Oh, yeah? There's like laughter, like after shows or what?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of that shit. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And plus, they have multiple stages, so there's never not music going on.
My 33-year-old ass, I don't know. I would need to go to, like, the emergency room. I would need an IV.
You would get it?
After day one.
After day one?
I would go into day two, but I would probably OD and pass out on day two. Night number two.
Night number two. Fuck. Yeah.
Especially, I'm not an average drug user. So I'm pretty sure there would be all kinds of crazy drugs all day, every day.
Would you ever bust
Molly?
Molly?
No, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of two things. I'm afraid of being that 1% that dies because I flopped out like a fish. And then two, I'm afraid that I'm just going to be humping everything. Because I heard that it's like a super horny drug.
Oh, damn. Oh, yeah. Shit. Hell no.
I'm already a horny ass motherfucker. So,
hey, you're already a manana.
Yeah, if I had a love drug, oh no. So, like Tracy Morgan says, I'm gonna get her pregnant.
Yeah. I feel you.
Someone's
on that.
Getting pregnant tonight.
Yeah, you're gonna look at a chick, she already's pregnant.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna look at a fucking armpit and fucking get that shit pregnant.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You got a good crease, I would be fooled. Yeah. Especially with how sweaty everyone is over there.
Oh,
I'm like,
my God.
That shit would be a moist ass pit.
Oh, shit.
So those are my reasons why I don't think I can handle Molly. I would be humping a couch or something.
Right.
You?
I don't know. I thought about it.
Yeah. Have you been offered before?
No. I never go to raves.
Yeah. No, I've never went to a rave either, but I've been offered. It was just like a Sunday night. The homie offered it. I was like, I'm good.
What the fuck?
And it was raining, too. I'm like, I have to be stuck inside, too? No.
No.
With two other guys? Nah, I'm good. Yeah.
What the fuck? When the homie offers you Molly, you
trust
look
me.
At him suspiciously.
Yeah,
dog.
Yeah, you're looking a little sus, is what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, nowadays, what the kiddos are saying. But yeah.
I can't even lingo right now, right?
Yeah. Man, you're not thinking straight.
Hell no.
But yeah, to end that story, I didn't do it. One homie's fucking literally running around the block, and then that wasn't good enough for him, so he started riding the bike.
Uh-huh.
And mind you, it's raining. Yeah. And the other homie was just fucking touching the couch arm like a motherfucker, just rubbing that shit down, telling me, this is the most amazing couch I've ever fucking felt.
Damn.
Yeah.
Making love to them creases, boy.
Oh, yeah. Like they say, making love to those creases, papa.
What's up, papa?
Yeah. And the side one, yeah?
Solo of the one side thing. Something. I think this is that boy, Mitch Mitchell.
Yeah? You can check for you right now if you want. Let's see. Is it Mitch Mitch?
It's another guy's name. I forgot.
No? It's him?
It is?
Yeah.
I was right.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful mind.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. A little solo. Honcholo.
We're coming at you hard on this warp vinyl, people. Come on. Let's get the positive energy going here.
I think, like, fuck, maybe with this stimmy, I'm gonna get some Congos, fucking smoke some weed in my living room and play naked. I'm gonna bust that fucking Matthew McConaughey move.
All the Brown brothers and sisters right now just getting their freak on this jungle. Hell yeah. Boogie woogie.
I'm gonna be six, swinging dicks, swinging balls, just butt naked in the living room, just going all crazy and shit. And then next thing you know, I'll do that move where, like, I put my hands up.
Wait, is just, it? So, it, oh, wait, go. No, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll do that solo. I put my hands up, but you still hear it. It's just my ball slapping back and forth in between them.
And the conga.
Yeah.
Whatever I was going to ask you, that explains everything. Never mind.
Yeah. Question answered.
Thought approved.
Yeah.
Push. Positive energy. Push.
Sorry, we're a Christian podcast. Yeah. I mean, I'm playing my Orangewood acoustic, singing Kumbaya in the living room. Knock, knock, who's there? A Jehovah Witness.
What? What? What?
You know what I tell her? I just did acid and I'm listening to Santana. Leave me alone. This is the Cave Dweller Podcast.
This is my religion.
Yeah, war vinyl.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're coming in hard on this episode.
Yeah, it's sweet. It's sweet.
Hey, you know what? I heard this quote. You don't gotta be heavy to be heavy.
Oh, no.
You ain't gotta be heavy to be heavy. How does that work? You tell me.
A lot of gold chains. Shout out to you, my boy, Club 2020 with all those gold chains. Yeah.
AKA the Uzi.
Yeah.
The 9.
3 Jesus crystals on his fucking neck.
He got 3 Jesuses. Yeah.
3 Jesuses right next to that AK.
Got 3 JCs hanging on his neck, boy.
Don't give a fuck.
Don't give a fuck.
Don't fuck with his religion and don't fuck with his weed.
That fool is rolling in stupid chains.
Fuck yeah, I don't even want to know how high his socks are. Real high. They're probably so high, he probably has like those, like, that lingerie thing, you know, like those girls wear around their waist, and it has like those little straps to hold down their fucking thigh highs.
No, what? What are you trying to tell me?
Think of a Victoria's Secret. Okay. How there's like that little thing I guess. Yeah. Is it what it's called? What is that thing asking? That goes around their waist and like those little stringy things go down their leg? And
I understand.
A garter?
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's how high they are. That he needs something to hold them up.
What are you even talking about?
High socks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, big dog.
Oh, that's an acid attack. Sorry.
So the mushroom's kicking in now.
And the Jesus juice.
Damn. In a way, I'm kind of glad I didn't drop it this time. I would have been in another dimension by now.
Fuck yeah.
I got shit to do tomorrow.
We got shit to do and not to do. A little bit of both.
Oh. Give me that fucking wah pedal, bro. Let me fucking stomp that wah pedal.
Give me some more Jingo. Is it called Jingo or Jenga?
Jango?
Oh, yeah. There we go. Thank you, bud. Forgot what it was.
You know, my boy, he forgets sometimes.
Yeah.
He forgets this is a Christian podcast. We're sorry.
Yeah. Too much Jesus juice over here. No papa, no papa.
This is like what, two Puerto Ricans, a Cuban guy, a Spaniard, and oh yeah, black dude on bass, a white guy on drums, and then Carlos. They got, that's like the UN of bands.
A lot of flavor. A
lot of flavor.
Yeah.
You get all the flavors.
Well, take out that white guy, because, you know, we all know white people don't have no flavor. Fucking pepper's too hot for them.
Thank you. But relax, brother.
A lot of flavor in there.
Yeah, relax, brother.
I forgot this is a Christian podcast.
It's okay. We all make mistakes.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you on the flip side.
On the next side.
This next song is called Persuasion.
Ooh, my boy Persuasion. Bringing the persuasion, I should
Don't
say.
Don't try to persuade me into fucking doing acid right now.
This is the Asian persuasion.
Ooh.
Hispanics.
This is that Slatanic Hispanic. I saw you do, I heard you doing that move just like the other day. Doing that call.
Oh, you heard that, huh?
Oh, yeah. The fuck is playing that shit? Trying to fucking play that fucking small strings to lightning speed. What is it, E?
I try from time to time. Hey, so you're gonna, I know you're interested in getting a guitar. Are you gonna buy one?
I want to buy me a Mariposa.
You gonna get the green or the white one?
I don't know. I'm kind of stuck. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's both, one of a kind, though.
Both cool. Both cool.
Yeah.
Hey, did you ever see the Albert Lee?
No.
You know Santana? He played an SG.
Oh, yeah? That's crazy.
Yeah. He likes the SG, but then he started playing the PRR Paul Reed Smith now.
That's what you have right here?
It's actually the John Mayer Strat.
Oh, okay. You?
Yeah.
That's what you have?
I got one.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Fucking Mr. Mayer over here.
Hey, we got the same initial, so I was like, fuck it. I can say like,
oh, yeah. Huh?
Yeah. It works out that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, hey, let me take this pre-existing model and then fuck with it. And I already started fucking with it. You know me, dog. I'm a tinkerer.
Oh, yeah.
I started making it my own.
McTinker over here.
Yeah. Yeah. You know me, I get tweaked out and I start working on wood, metal, and tools and shit. I get twecked.
Yeah, especially when you're on acid.
Would you ever do acid?
If I can get the good shit, I've been kind of tempted. Gotta connect, let me know. Blah. But the one thing, I'm like, 12 hours is usually how long it lasts. So from my half... mixed braid, calculate, yeah, mine, yeah, I would have to do that shit early.
I knew,
yeah, something like that. Yeah, 2 o'clock, the latest.
What did you say? My mix half breed,
yeah.
Mine.
Yeah, my half breed mine.
Oh shit. Where do we get where do we get that one from?
Oh, you're racist ass.
You know why? Because I heard that one because I was playing the game Manhunt.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then you know how they're always chasing after him. So he's like probably a half white Mexican dude.
Puerto Rican guy.
Maybe it makes him Puerto Rican.
Oh, what you got going here?
Oh, this is the jam right here.
Congos for days. Congos or congas?
Congas.
Okay. ¿Por qué?
Porque sí. Okay. This is actually one of my favorite jams, Santana.
All right.
All-time jams.
Put a 211. I can already see myself in the living room playing this, covering it, naked, smoking weed. Ooh. Hey, calm down there, Mitchell. 1, 2, 3.
Damn. This is some drum circle material.
Oh, yeah. Keep it bassy. Keep the drums on the walk. Forget the cymbals.
at this point, Santana was peaking.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mean in his career. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The flight of his journey.
He reached Mars, basically.
He was in the upper stratospheres, brother. He was in the stars, for sure. All the while shredding like no other. What is your favorite thing about Santana music?
Just the sick rock and roll guitars with the fucking Latin culture, Latin music with the congas. Just to me, like you said, stoner music for days, drum circle for days. Right here in Woodstock, this is a 2 mile in diameter fucking drum circle. Bush for days.
Damn. Remember when we used to go to Venice?
Oh, yeah.
We used to go over there and get down.
Yeah, go to the drum circle?
Yeah.
We gotta start that shit.
They've been doing it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, hippies.
It's all homeless people now. They're beating on fucking 211 cans.
Yeah. And buckets?
Yeah. And plastic Colt 45 40s.
But how do you know that?
I seen it walk by. I was right there in Santa Monica fucking doing the whole looting, protesting. Oh, shit. Said that too loud.
Look, Aaron,
you done messed up.
I mean, A-A-Ron.
Boom, 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 boom.
You done messed up, A-A-Ron.
What's that right there? What's that? Boom, boom. The bass?
The bass.
Yeah. Where are you, Carlos? Come back onto the stage. We need you.
Oh, excuse me. This is still a bad jam, but it's not Soul Sacrifice. I got a little too excited there, folks.
That's your jam?
That's my jam.
That's next or what?
The closer, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like 15 minutes or something.
Oh, shit. How many albums is this?
One?
Oof.
There we go.
Oof. Fucking drum solos.
Dude, this guy's bad, and he was only 19 at the time.
During this show?
Yeah.
Damn. Talent.
You said white boy didn't got no flavor. He bringing the flavor, bro.
Oh, shit. This is a white boy on drums?
Yeah, he's been kicking it with Puerto Ricans, Cubans, black dudes, and fucking... It's Carlos. What do you think, dog?
No wonder it's a little spicy. Yeah.
See, don't judge a book by its cover, man. This is a Christian podcast. We learn new things every day.
Yeah, this boy went to a lot of fucking camps.
Oh, yeah. A lot of drum circles.
It's crazy how it's tuned, too.
Oh, yeah.
I can't tell you how it's tuned.
He doesn't have the snare on, though.
Yeah.
On the bottom.
Yeah.
Snare disengaged.
There you go. Thank you, Flo. Munyar. Is this Max?
Pretty much. 1969, brother. It's a Christian podcast. We're here to heal the soul,
brother. Yeah. I gotta bring that cue back.
What's that?
The Joel Osteen cue. We're here to help you. There's another day. Yeah. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Just listen to my boy Mitch right here. He'll tell you. He's going to take you for a walk around his set.
Unbelievable. It's a huge thing. It's unbelievable.
Damn, we had Joel Osteen and Trump on the same podcast?
Yes. Number one podcast.
Oof. Damn. 1, 2, 3, 4. Carlos probably just gave him that sign like, hey, I gotta sit down for like 10 minutes. I'm tripping balls right now. Let me get some water.
They hit him with some fucking, they hit him with some lemonade, right?
Yeah. Let me have some orange juice, something.
Serio.
Oh, there you are.
All right. We want to thank you guys for listening and lending us your ears.
Yeah. I know we talk a lot of shit.
You know.
This is, like Joe said, this is guy talk. Thank you, guys. It's a man cave.
This is the man show, he says.
Yeah. We got, what were they called? The jugglers? And at the end? We got girls jumping on trampolines. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, isn't that the man show?
Yeah, canceled. Fucking if that was to be on today.
Oh, yeah. The juggies.
Yeah, the juggies.
Somehow it clicked.
Yeah.
It took a while for me to find that file.
Yeah.
But I got you, dog.
That's that 1998, 99 file right there.
Yeah. I had to go back. Yeah. You feel me on that? I was rewinding the thing.
Okay, it's not Pornhub. Okay, rewind. Not Napster. Rewind.
Oh, juggies. Yeah, juggies. There we go.
Juggies.
There
yeah, pre-porn. That was our porn back in the days, ladies and gentlemen. The Man Show Juggies. And then we got our boy coming out with Girls Gone Wild. Oh, and Howard Stern. That was another one. Anal Ring Toss. Improv right here. Shit.
Hey, it's not Guitar Center, sir.
The shrooms are kicking in, feeling the vibes.
Sir, I'm gonna have to ask you to refrain from freehand drumming. Yeah,
put that Sterling down. We paid good money for that.
Dude, he came in one time and the bass was laying on the table.
Oh, I remember.
And he goes and you weren't even there.
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, it was laying down on the table and he's like, hey, check this out.
He didn't even work there at the time.
I met him and his son. I had dinner with him. We had Thai food in the
fucking
lunchroom. Yeah, with St. Augustine. Or no, St. Valentine. Oh no, St. Vincent. Damn, you see, your mind is not that beautiful.
St. Augustine. I can see your mind is on point.
I remember
like that.
Some.
I like that.
Yeah. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
I like that. Excuse me, can I get the album from St. Augustine, please?
I'm going to give it to you right now. I'm feeling the acid right now.
It's kicking it in for you?
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of glad I ended that other fucking sheet. Getting a little tickled by Carlos's fucking strumming. I think I'm ready for heroin now.
What's up with you and the drugs tonight? You're just, that's all that's been on your mind.
Yeah, I'm a maniac. That's all I think.
Hey, he gets one free day, folks, and he's like, I'm gonna slap Mage.
I'm going to jail. Yeah.
You're just proving to your own theory right now.
It's like the homie Flo said. He's like, hey. Cause I told him, like, one of my dreams, I want to open up, like, a bar and grill. And he's like, oh, yeah. Like, me and the homie Alex, we thought about it. He's like, I figured I would call my bar jail. Hey, let's go to jail. I'm like, what are you going to be serving? Fucking adios, motherfuckers, all night?
No, that's the worst. That's the worst name.
You're gonna have Adios, motherfuckers, Sex on the Beach, and Hurricane.
And Don't Drop the Soap.
Yeah, Don't Drop the Soap. Oh, now that should be a dish right there, a food dish.
Well, either way, you're gonna have that one on your menu.
Yeah. And you're one way, one how.
And you're gonna be like, fried neck bones. I am not guilty.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Testify. Flo. Thank you. Or, I mean, you're welcome. Coming up with names for your menu. I plead the fifth.
There you go.
Yeah.
Who's gonna say I want to go to jail? Oh, there's a few people.
Look at Love and Hate. Look at how many cholos you had at that bar. Imagine if you had a bar named
okay,
jail.
Okay, you want fools to get shanked? Is that what it is? You want to get shanked. Let's go to jail. Oh, yeah, so I can get shanked and pickpocketed.
You might as well call it Fools Gone Wild.
Yeah, but we can't because of legal purposes. That's what happens when you get all these people together.
Yeah, get all twisted.
I still trip on this recording though.
The quality or?
Yeah, like just how clear it is using that older equipment. They had it down.
Oh yeah. Probably that one guy just standing in the front of the stage with that mic holding it up.
You think it's multi-mic or one mic? Oh no, multiple. I think this is like, if anything, maybe the sound coming from the board. Like what they recorded.
Yeah, they had the board.
Yeah, they had the boards. So that feed, they were recording that feed.
And it's remastered.
Because, there's that. But you know what? It's a trip though, because this sounds like you're outside. Like it doesn't sound like, you know, like in a room. You can kind of tell like it's open.
But then how would you get that sound if it's open? Because if it was straight from the board, it would just be electrical audio.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
but then again, think about it.
They're not
outside.
Getting that raw.
They're outside, but they're recording straight from the amps, the mic to the amps, and mics to the drums.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about it like that. Because nowadays, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys don't know, you're about to know. Almost, like, if you see, like now those racks of Marshalls, It's all just a wall.
It's a dummy wall.
Yeah, it's a dummy wall. They're hollow behind there. They're not even playing out of that. It's just to like look like, oh, look at how many amps. Look at how many Marshalls we have on the stage.
How brutal we are.
Yeah. It's all projected out of the fucking, the main.
Oh, the
main
house.
Arena. Yeah, the main whatever arena fucking. Basketball stadium, football stadium you're at. That's you're using the house speakers basically.
Yeah.
And that's why like the homie over here, fucking this audio music ranger over here, he's like, that's why Tool's so picky. He's like the way the projection of the audio. If this was Tool, they'd be hell no, that's too much wind.
He's like, can we take this stadium to Los Angeles? And they're like, ooh. Dude, that dude's a trip, I heard.
Take that trumpet for a walk.
I think the reason why they went performed at the... We saw them at the Forum.
Yeah.
The Forum, right? Because they just renovated and they got a new sound system.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why they probably picked that spot.
Wonders.
Yeah. You know, like, for example, Roger Waters, when he came through to the Staples Center and brought his band over, they actually brought their own sound system. So not only did they use the Staples Center sound system, but they brought their own, like, super high-tech speakers.
Damn.
Yeah. So they mixed with those both sounds. It's like fucking... That's why those shows are so amazing. Because you're getting visuals and the sound is just so crazy. See, now... That's some next level shit. It's always a trip to me that, like, for example, like Pink Floyd, I know Roger Waters, say what you say about him, whatever, but that fucker's always trying to push it to somewhere, like, different, you know?
And that's what they say, that what made that band so great and powerful is that it was always two talented people, questioning and talking shit.
Gilmore and Waters. Yeah,
and pushing each other like, nah, that ain't shit. Let me show you this.
Yeah.
And then one outdoes the other, and it's like, oh, fuck you. I can do better than you.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the whole thing. That's the whole beef.
Yeah.
And that's what's good about having two talented people. Let's not mention Daft Punk. It's too soon right now. Yeah. It only lasts so long.
You think that's what happened with them?
I think so. You can only have too much talent in one room. That's what they like to say, these millennials nowadays.
Because you think that they were trying to put together a new record and it just was like, hey, it's not happening?
Same thing with System. Like, everyone, their heads get blown up.
And same thing with Rage?
Yeah. I know Rage is all fucking Zach. Like,
Why. Like, he has his own reasons.
Yeah, but it's not like the talent. He does it like. He says I the cause.
I think that's why they did Audioslave, because he kept trying to be political all the time, where they're like, hey, we can make a record that's not political.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just like, well,
he did
no.
it for a cause.
Yeah, he did it for a reason.
Yeah, for a reason. And that's where, like, the homie Alex said, not to bring him up again, he's like, that's why he feels, and it's a good point, that they just didn't give a shit about the last album. Just let's end this contract and let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah. You don't want me to sing political shit? Okay, I'll just do covers. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
The last album was mainly all covers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't care for that album.
Yeah.
It's not a real album.
Yeah. It's just let's dodge out of here and get the fuck out of here.
But they just decided there was no way that they were gonna come together and make new music.
No. Thank you guys though. Don't dodge this episode. This is a Santana episode. On acid. Shh, don't tell your mom or dad.
Hey guys, thank you very much for listening. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to share the link to us. They can find us on Instagram. Where can they find us, Ranger Aaron?
Oh, like always, that is on Instagram, cavedwellers.podcast. Go ahead, like, and subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe to any of your platforms, because we're on all of them.
Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify. Go ahead and name them.
Apple Podcasts, Google Play.
Anchor.
Everything.
Podcast One. Just subscribe.
Stitch.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to miss the episode.
Stitcher.
We're trying to be on point. Hopefully all the episodes come out on Wednesday in the middle of the week, the middle of the workload.
All right, folks. Well, we'll see you next time. This has been another edition of Warp Vinyl Santana Live Woodstock
69.